We're starting a series entitled Releasing the Force of Faith. Open your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 5, verse 25 through 33. Our subtitle for today's message is Respond to the Voice of Jesus. You have to realize that you weren't born to struggle or just get by in life. Your life was not supposed to be a glimpse or a shadow of joy or happiness. Absolutely, 100% of the time, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ makes all the difference in our lives. Yeshua, the Anointed One, has the answer to your innermost heart's cry. Responding to a saving Lord is going to make the difference. And when you and I know and understand that, it's not about what you and I can do. It's not about what we've done. It's not about the life we've lived. It's not about the things that we do on our own. It's about being dependent on the Lord Jesus Christ. What you need, the very hope, the essence of what you are striving for is found in Jesus Christ. We need to know and understand that and operate accordingly. When you and I understand the force of faith and we begin to function and flow that direction, all heaven comes to aid us. All of the universe is listening to what the children of God is saying. The child of God, the son, the daughter of God. You need to know that. You have more control than you think you do. Whenever the enemy comes against you and I, the strategy is to take our true identity from us. His strategy is to cause us to think that we are less than we really are. When we release the force of faith, power goes before us. We have to know that, family. You are created for greatness. You are created to succeed. Look at your neighbor and say, you were created to succeed. The force of faith is released by words. The enemy tries to attack our minds. We begin to think negatively and begin to say things that don't line up with the word of God. And when we lend our voice to the enemy, when we allow the enemy to use our tongue, power is still released. The difference is it works against us. When you and I understand the force of faith and use it according to the word of God, victory is certain. My objective in this lesson, in this series, is for you and I to squash doubt, fear, and unbelief and move powerfully in the force of faith. Your business, your family, your relationships can all be guided by the force of faith. The force of faith is a strength that's not your own. When you and I get to the place that we're not dependent on self and we allow God Almighty to fuel our lives, the only place he's going to take us is the center of his perfect will. When you and I get in trouble, we get in trouble because we try to do it on our own. When you and I miss it, we get to the point where we get weary of well-doing. We get weary of waiting on the Lord to make things right. We get weary of doing what's right because it's right, and we take matters in our own hands. And that's when the devil says, got him. Now I can slip in there. But when you and I align our lives, when we position ourselves according to the word of God, we reign victoriously. Raise your hand if you want to reign victoriously. I'm encouraging you, family, to release the force of faith in your life and don't let up. Continue to believe God for everything that you need. Continue to believe God for your families, for your loved ones. Continue to believe God for that son or daughter that hasn't come home yet. Continue to believe God for that ideal he's put inside of your spirit. Continue to believe God for that marriage. Continue to believe God. Don't let up. Your victory will come from you trusting and believing God. The force of faith will cause you to do something that's way above your ability. The force of faith will cause you to step out of your own personal comfort zone. For example, Peter was a fisherman. Peter was way aware. He was very, very aware of water and boats and nets. He knew for sure it was impossible for him to walk on water. Peter walked on water because he chose to respond to the voice of God instead of relying on his own personal experience, his own understanding of how water works. He fished for a living. He knew it was impossible for him to walk on water, and yet he depended on the voice of Jesus saying, come. And when that happened, he did the impossible. Family, when you and I depend on the voice of Jesus, we can do the impossible. It doesn't matter your upbringing. It doesn't matter your experience. It doesn't matter what happened last time. Your victory lies within you responding to the voice of Jesus. And Jesus is saying, come. Right now, Jesus has been calling some of you. Some of you have been ignoring. Some of you have been doing your own thing. Some of you have been saying, no, Lord, not now. I got this to do, that to do. Today is your day to respond to the voice of Jesus. Jesus is saying, come. Will you come? Will you continue doing things the way you've been doing them? Or will you say yes to the voice of Jesus? Who of you will say yes to the voice of Jesus? Family, this is where our victory is at. This is how you and I win no matter what. This is how you and I reign victoriously no matter what. No matter what the attack, no matter what the devil is doing, has done, is attempting to do, when we respond to the voice of Jesus, he causes you and I to do the impossible. And family, it's time to do the impossible. It's time for signs, miracles, and wonders to be normal in the household of God. It's time for that to be the way things are. It requires us to believe. It was the force of faith that caused Abraham and Sarah to do the pre-pregnancy activity for them to have a son. They had to have faith to go through with what God was calling them to do, knowing in the natural it was impossible. There are some things that you and I are facing that looks impossible. I submit to you today, with God, nothing is impossible. Have you chosen to go with God? Have you chosen to say, yes, Jesus, I'll respond to your word? When you and I respond to his word, the results are always good. If it's good, it's God. If it's bad, it's the devil. When you and I stand up and say, Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, I'm gonna go with you, we win. There's somebody in here that has a hole right in the middle of their soul. There's somebody who is struggling to have joy and peace. There's somebody who's wrestling thoughts of why am I here? And God sent you here today to hear how much he loves you. He sent you here today to say, keep responding to my voice. Keep making me your choice. Keep showing up. Keep doing it anyway. No matter what it feels like, the Lord is saying, don't take your own life. I have brought you here to be reminded of my love for you. That wrestling that you've been doing with those thoughts are the enemy trying to stop you from where I've called you to, says the Lord. It's not an accident that you're here right now. It's not an accident. God is desiring to not only save your life, but to create a life that's going to benefit hundreds of people because of your yes. Your yes will impact hundreds of people. I'm encouraging you to say yes today. It was the force of faith that caused the woman with the issue of blood to put her own life in danger because of something she heard. That's what we're about to read right now. Let's go to Mark 5, 25 through 33. It says, now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years. Dear God, how many of us would have given up after year one? And had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. You know what that is? That's a faith declaration. Before she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she spoke faith. That is the force of faith. The reason why we stand up and make a declaration, because we are speaking things into existence before the word of God is even cracked open. She made a faith declaration. Verse 29 says, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that the power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? There's so much in there. And let's pause there for a second. You see, the multitude will throng the Lord. The multitude will show up and bump up against him. The multitude will crowd him. But it takes someone to initiate the force of faith to touch him. What's the difference? She spoke faith and she responded with an action and she made contact. What a great question for you and I today. Are we thronging the Lord? Are we bumping up against him? Are we hanging out? Are we crowding him or are we touching him? Our heart makes all the difference. She was determined. She knew by law she could be stoned to death for being out in public with the sickness that she had. But she said, I understand what the law says. I understand what will happen to me. But you don't understand. I have a desire. I have a fire on the inside of me that says if I can only touch him, I could be made whole. If I can only get away from what the public is saying, get away from the status quo, get away from all the people thronging him, if I can just get my hands on my healing, I'll be made whole. You realize that determination changed her life forever. I'm encouraging you to make that kind of decision today. Make the decision that this is the last day I'm going to put up with this. This is the last day I'm going to be caught up in this cycle. You make a decision to push past the crowd, the emotions, the pressure, the attacks. Push past all of that, and you make contact today. Verse 31 says, but his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? Verse 32 says, and he looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. Let's go back to verse 27. Let's look at verse 27 through 29. In fact, let's read this together. Y'all too comfortable. Just participate with me. Verse 27. Ready? Read. When she had heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Verse 28. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Verse 29. And immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. Now, there are some key things going on there. The first thing is she heard about Jesus. Faith comes by what? In hearing the word of God. Faith showed up because of something she heard. And I declare, family, you are hearing the word of God right now. And faith is present. The next thing that happened was she did something about it. Now, is it possible for her to hear and not come? Absolutely. She could have heard about Jesus and did nothing with it. She heard about Jesus and she came. There was an action that took place because of what she heard. Her faith rose to such a degree that action was the result of that. And then she went through the crowd. She went through the obstruction. She went through all the obstacles in order to touch him. And then the fourth thing she did, she said something. She said, if only I may touch him. What are you saying to yourself? What is your self-talk? No one talks to you more than you talk to yourself. What are you saying to yourself? What's playing over and over in your head? Is it victory talk? Is it defeat? Is it what other people think? Is it what other people are saying? Or is it what your daddy is saying about you? You know, that needs to be intentional. Releasing the force of faith produces power. Let's go to Matthew chapter 14 and verse 29. Releasing the force of faith produces power. Faith connects you and I to life. Faith connects us to God's ability. God's ability is our inheritance. God has called you and I to live from another realm, a realm above the storm, a realm above the chaos, a realm that pushes through the crowd. The church was designed to be God's governing assembly, functioning in a greater glory. You are a part of God's church. You are the bride of Christ. It has been ordained for you to function and flow in God's glory. Don't limit yourself to the natural realm. Don't be content with what you can see, hear, touch, feel, and taste. There's a greater atmosphere available. There's a greater dimension available for God's children. Matthew 14, 29 says, so he said, what's it say? Come. And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on water to go to Jesus. Peter was the only person. There were other people in the boat. What was the difference? Peter responded. Peter responded to the voice of Jesus. Will you respond to the voice of Jesus in order to do the impossible? Releasing the force of faith requires actions. After you hear, you need to take action. When Peter heard, he did something about it. When this woman with the issue of blood heard, she did something about it. When she heard, or in other words, when faith came, action followed. Begin to search your heart and come up with what action is required of you now that you're hearing. What is it that God is calling you to do? Not do. Stop doing. What is it? What action is he requiring of you as you're hearing? Matthew 9, 21 says, for she said to herself, what are we saying to ourselves, family? What are we allowing to be rehearsed on the inside of us? Releasing the force of faith requires speaking. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. Where are you guys going? Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. We'll look at 20 through 21. Let's read that together. It's on the screen. Ready? Read. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth. From the produce of his lips he shall be filled. What is that saying? We will feed on the words that come out of our mouths. Our lives are made up from the words we speak out of our mouths. That is so important. Don't allow that to be a simple scripture in the Word of God. Because your world is being shaped by your words. Words are spiritual containers going somewhere to be birthed. And you have the power to speak and create things in your own life that are good or bad. It's important that we understand the power that's on the inside of us. It's important that we don't overlook. This is not being fanatical. This is not being over the top. This is not overdoing it. It matters. You are created in the image and the likeness of Almighty God. And he has given you authority in the earth. And that authority is released how? By our words. Your authority is released by what you say. We must settle that in our hearts. It's not okay to say this headache is killing me. That's not a little thing. It's not okay to say these kids are going to be the death of me. How common is that? How easy is it to fall into that mold? Because it's being said at the watering hole at the job. It's being said. Your neighbors are speaking it. And if you and I don't tune our spirit into the Word of God, we'll allow that mess to get on the inside of us. It's important what we say, because anything that you say sporadically, anything that comes out of your heart, out of your mouth, has already positioned itself in your heart. If it's coming out of your mouth without thought, that means it is fruit from your heart. And that's the root of who you are. Your heart is the root of who you are. You know how difficult it is to stop a root from producing? Pay attention to what you say. Why? Because we want the force of faith working on our behalf. True or not true? Releasing the force of faith requires you and I doing something about it. Releasing the force of faith requires speaking according to the word of God. Death and life, this is verse 21 of Proverbs 18. Death and life are in the power of the what? And those who love it will eat its fruit. It's important. Notice, there is power that resides in the tongue. And if you and I are whining, complaining, and griping, guess the kind of fruit that we're producing in our lives. None of that is fruit we want to eat. Many people will pray and ask God to heal them. Many people will say, Lord, help me. Lord, I just need you to heal me. And then someone will come up to them and say, you know, how you feeling? Oh, I can't believe I'm walking right now. Dear God, you know, I am struggling. This thing really got me. It's like, wait a minute. I thought you were believing God for your healing. It's important to match what we believe with what we say. Somebody say amen to that. So very true. Speaking negative is contrary to the word of God. And for the word of God to work in our lives, we have to align our mouths to the word of God. Violating this causes the laws of faith to be limited and hindered. And we don't want that, do we? It's like short-circuiting. It doesn't matter if there's power available. Any electricians in the house? Anybody know anything about electricity? Well, what I do know is if the power current is short-circuited, you don't get the desired results. If there's a short in the power that's available is not getting here. There is power available as a believer. If you and I allow our talk, our speech, our belief to short circuit the power, we're not getting the desired results. How many of you desire results from the word of God? How many of you desire to live a word life, a life that is filled with the evidence and proof of the word of God in your lives? In order for you and I to be empowered by the word, we have to allow the power that's available to not be short circuited. The quickest way to do that is with our mouths. The physical world, even your own physical body, is subject to your voice. It's subject to what you say. When pain comes, you have the ability to say, pain, go. You have the ability. I'm reminded of Terrellyn called me. We were talking, I don't know what day it was. It was last week, and she had a headache. And I'm at work. She's at home. We prayed together, and the words we used was, ache, go. Pain, go, in the name of Jesus. And shortly after that, I got a text. The pain is gone. Hallelujah. Why? Because the force of faith is for you and I. The force of faith is here, readily available for you and I to reign and rule, to conquer every strategy of the enemy. Here's the thing, family. What the devil doesn't want you and I to know is that the attacks must cease in the name of Jesus. They must bow down to the name of Jesus. But if we don't speak it, does it bow down? No. Use the power that is given to you. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? The King James says it like this, therefore, take no thought, saying. You can't keep a thought from coming But you can keep yourself from taking that thought. You know, I like the FedEx example. If a FedEx package shows up on your doorstep and it's in somebody else's name, you don't have to sign for it. In fact, it's probably stealing if you sign for it. If a package shows up that doesn't belong to you, don't sign for it. Sickness, disease, depression, anxiety, stress, strife doesn't belong to you. Those packages have no right to be at your doorstep. Don't sign for it. The way we sign for it is we take it by speaking it. Listen to what you're saying and don't sign for anything that's not promised in the Word of God. Amen? You're saying it is you're sealing it, signing it, and grabbing hold of it. You haven't really taken thought until you began to speak it from your mouth. What you say is so very important. So when the woman with the issue of blood said, the force of faith was released on her behalf, and all she had to do was to complete the transaction was act on it. You and I can initiate the force of faith right now by determining what we're going to say. And it goes out before us. And then the action of coming is all that's left to do. The first time, you may not totally feel like anything is happening. The thing about faith is it has nothing to do with feelings. And if you and I get accustomed to yielding to the natural realm, if we get accustomed to allowing our bodies to tell us what we have instead of the Word of God to show us what we have, we're limiting ourselves to the natural realm. There's another whole realm that you and I should be functioning and flowing from. And that's the unseen realm. That's where faith resides. Faith is the currency that causes transactions to happen from heaven to earth. When you and I believe God, believe His word, and speak it anyway, that's the greatest advice I can give you and I. Speak it anyway. What if it doesn't feel like it? So what? Well, if it doesn't look like it, so what? Speak it anyway. How do we do this? How do we release the force of faith? First and foremost, let's go to Mark chapter 11, verse 23. You know, I may be accused of living in a dream world. You know, my response to that is, don't wake me up. You know, I'm going to continue to trust God and believe God for everything and not be limited to, not trap myself into the death cycle. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 and 2 talks about that. There's a difference. There's a death cycle and there's a life cycle. There's a spirit of life and there's a spirit of death. You and I have to choose that. You and I have to be active in choosing blessings or cursings. We have to choose life or death. There will always be the opportunity for you and I to choose the opposite of what God has for us. It's important. Mark 11, 23 says, for surely I say to you, whoever, every one of you are whoever. Whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things that he says, he or she says, will be done, he will have whatever he says. Three different times in this verse emphasizes the emphasis was given to what you say. What you say, you must speak out. Release the force of faith in your life and watch the difference that it will make. How many of you can say you've been slipping in this area? How many of you could be bold enough to say, I haven't paid that much attention to it? It's going to make a difference when you do. It will absolutely make a difference when you do. Have you ever heard somebody talking and your whole countenance begin to shrink? Anybody else ever? Have you ever experienced somebody's words dragging you down? Your words lined up with the word of God will build you right back up. You know why? Words are spiritual containers. It's not a light matter. It's a big key to you and I believing and knowing that what God has for us is unlocked by what we say. Your place in Him is choosing to line up with the law of life. Release life with your words. Speak the word of God. His word will produce life and health. Proverbs 4:22 is the proof text to that statement. Don't speak negative things. Act on your faith. Don't misunderstand your speaking changing God. God has already provided the victory. Your speaking is changing your perspective of what you're believing for. Does that make sense? It's easy to act like you're believing God and be far from it. Actions don't produce faith. However, faith is not complete until you act on it. If Jesus didn't say, come, Peter would have drowned. Peter walked on water because of what Jesus said. Jesus initiated that supernatural act. If Peter would have just came up with a thought on his own and jumped out of the boat, it'd been a different story. They'd have been throwing all kinds of stuff down there to help the brother out. But because he heard what Jesus said, faith will always be present where the voice of God is. It comes with it. The word come had enough faith in it for Peter to walk on the water. What was the last thing Jesus said to you? What was the last instructions that Jesus gave you? Are you walking it out? The cool thing about God, if we're not doing what he said last, all we have to do is do what he said last. And that sets us up for more instructions. To release the force of faith, we have to focus and commit to receive from God. We have to make our minds up. Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Jeremiah chapter 29 and verse 11. Yes, sir. Julian, God has been calling you for quite some time now. He is very pleased with you making an effort to come into the house. This is a safe place for you. And God is desiring you to take you from where you are right into the center of His will. The pulling and the prompting hasn't been to hinder you from having a good time or enjoying life. It's been to place you right in the center of life. He has so much for you to do. You will do greater works than anyone in your family has ever done. All is required is your yes. When you say yes, you will be equipped with the protection and provision to do exactly what God has called you to do. I am believing with you that the courage and the boldness to say, whatever it takes, Lord, I'm going to follow you, begin to manifest in your life. In fact, let's pray and agree with Julian right now. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your holy written word. Thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. Thank you for loving Julian so much to interrupt the service to speak directly to him. Thank you for these words igniting courage on the inside of him, that boldness would come and he would take action to what you're telling, what you're speaking to him. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, it's God's order for you and I to go to the next level. Wherever you are, it is God's order for you. The attacks of the enemy only have the power that you give them when you stand on the word of God and you say, no matter what comes my way, I'm going to run the race that's set before me. You have so much ministry in you. And God is saying to you, trust me, son. Trust me. I have so much more to do in you. I have so much in store for you. What the enemy has attempted, he's exhausted. The enemy is exhausted. Get up. Continue to outlast the enemy, and you'll see a victory that will overshadow the attacks. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord. You're so good, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We magnify you. Bless your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and your presence will never be the same. In your presence, there is victory. In your presence, there is safety. Oh, thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you. We honor you. We magnify you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Victory is yours, Bryant. Victory is yours. The Lord is saying, victory is yours. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your holy name forever. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Yes, sir. If you've been battling suicidal thoughts, with every head bowed and every eye closed, I'm being impressed to pray for you. I want you to be bold. I come against every distraction right now in the name of Jesus. Slip your hand up so we can have somebody come and pray with you right where you are. You know, that attack needs to be handled. You don't have to handle that on your own. Let us agree with you in prayer. If you've been dealing with that, I see that hand. We will come in agreement with you. With every head bowed and every eye closed, let's create an atmosphere of safety, because there are three people in here right now who have really been battling with suicidal thoughts. And we're going to come against that right now. Will you slip your hand up? Let us pray with you. There's two more. Let us pray with you. Let's believe God right now that that lying devil is found out. If that's you, raise your hand. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I see that hand. Thank you, Lord. Let's pray. Let's come. Let's break that right now in the name of Jesus. There's one more person. Let's break that right now in the name of Jesus. You don't have to deal with that alone. You don't have to put up with that attack. Let's agree together right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, ham makle si vede kibrose tansidie. Oh, hamalilivi sikro sandelekia. Oh, shishitalana makandeda sise. Oh, mama la viste di crossanaraba. Who is that last person? Can we pray with you? If that's you, just raise your hand right where you are. Let's agree together. You know, God sent you here today to be free from those nagging thoughts. That is not of God. Thank you, Lord. Can we pray with you? Boldness come in Jesus' name. Strength and courage come in Jesus' name. If that's you, just raise your hand. Allow the Spirit of God to bless you. He took us this direction so you could be free. Can we pray with you? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just raise your hand. We'll pray with you. We're not going to have you come up front. We're going to have someone come to you and pray. Thank you, Lord. We're going to make it super simple. If that's you, there's one person. There's one person left. God spoke. He said there was three people who were struggling with these thoughts. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If that's you, just raise your hand. Thank you, Lord. 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 Every head bowed, every eye closed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I come against the lying voice of it's embarrassing. I come against every lying voice as I can handle this on my own. I come against that voice that is lying, convincing you not to participate with the Spirit of God who has come for the purpose of setting you free. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. He spoke truth right now in order to cause freedom to flow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. 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 You will not lose your life. You will not lose your life. God loves you so much that he wanted this service to be geared to you, so that you could be free indeed. Oh, we love you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We trust you, Lord. We respond. We are responding to your come. We are responding to your voice. We are responding right now. We are releasing the force of faith and responding right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you for freedom. Thank you, Lord. We come against the spirit of death. We break that right now. We come against it in the name of Jesus. And we say, go. Go. We declare that hope is here. Peace is here. Life is here. We thank you, Lord, that joy overflowing is here. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can push past the natural. We can push past opinions. We can go right into the presence of God and be made whole in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We pledge our allegiance to you, Spirit of God. We pledge our allegiance to the Word of God, the way of God, the will of God. We pledge our allegiance to the spirit realm. We come against the distractions, the lying enemy. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for making us free. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging us. Thank you, Lord, for lifting us up. Thank you for saving our lives. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. Praise your holy name forever. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand, a round of applause. Yeah. Better yet, let's give the Lord a praise offering with our lips. Let's raise our hands and just begin to thank him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. We thank you. We thank you for life and life more abundant. We thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. You're so good. Oh, we thank you. Let's stand to our feet. Thank your Father. Thank your Father for loving you. Thank your Father for setting you free. Thank your Father for delivering you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord, for life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Lord, for peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. You're so good. You're so good. Oh, there's none like you. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we thank you. We offer up our most holy faith. We offer up our greatest praise. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, victory. Victory in the house. Victory in the house. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Oh, we send out our battle cry of victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you for life. We thank you for health. We thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, the victory is ours. Oh, the devil tried to get you, but you're still here. Oh, the devil tried to stop you, but you're still going. Glory to God. Oh, you are still standing in the name of Jesus. You are still here to serve the Lord. You are still here to release the force of faith. You are still here to be a vessel that causes signs, miracles, and wonder to be released in the earth realm. You are still here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, the victory is yours. The victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise your holy name forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you. We're not ashamed to say thank you, Jesus. We're not ashamed of the gospel. We're not ashamed of the name of Jesus Christ. We're not ashamed. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The rocks will not cry out on our watch. Hallelujah. Oh, we will praise the Lord. We will be vessels of praise. We will offer up praise with our lips. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Oh, we love you, Lord. Thank you. Praise your holy name forever.